Why might you want to start a podcast? Why do you want a podcast? Well, there's actually a ton of reasons that people determine that a podcast is going to be something that they want to have, that they're interested in doing, starting, growing. So in this episode, I really want to share and clarify some of the actual real benefits that I've seen, even with some tangible examples. Let's dive in.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's Adam A. Adams, your host, and we are talking about the benefits of having a podcast. And I always see that people are thinking about, considering, and even being told by their friends, you need to have a podcast because... But which of those things are actually true? Which of those benefits actually happen? Well, I'm going to share with you the 10 benefits with examples that I've seen in podcasting. First and foremost, something that happens to practically every single podcaster is the fact that they have the opportunity to learn and grow, gain more awareness of things in their industry, and pick the brains of smart or even famous people in their industry. So they're able to pick each other's brains without having to pay. Like, you could have an attorney who would normally charge a certain amount of money, or an accountant on your podcast that would normally charge a certain amount of money for consulting. And you can ask practically any question that you want and gain that insight, learn and become aware of what's new and noteworthy in your space. So simply just mastering your craft, that's number one. And I see that happen so much with this podcast, even when I'm doing an episode by myself, even when it's a solo episode and I'm not having somebody that I can ask questions to, I still am able to master my craft as a podcaster, as somebody in my space, because I need to spend a little bit of time coming up with the content. So that's number one. Number two is you have the ability to simply network and connect with others in your space. So having the opportunity to grow those people that you're connected with, to be friends with more of the leaders and influencers in your space, to be friends with maybe even your perfect avatar that you're interviewing on your podcast. Networking and the connections, connecting with others in your space, or like the leaders, or even your perfect client, your avatar, will likely happen so long as you're putting out good content and regular content. If you're doing your podcast right, this networking and connection will probably automatically happen, so long as you're at least interviewing other people. The third piece of value that I think you will get as a podcaster, and that I've seen other people gain, is just simply growing your influence within that space. Regardless of your history, where you came from and what you've done, if you've, for example, never done a deal in your space, there are still ways for you to gain influence in that space. For example, just have so many stories for this. One of which is a guy named Ruben Greth. Ruben is a friend of mine. I've known him for several years now, and he started a podcast about raising capital. What's really cool is he started that podcast before he was ever really good at raising capital. It's interesting. He started the show because he wanted to actually learn how to raise capital. He wanted to pick the brains of the people that were really good at raising multi-millions of dollars. And he knew that he would have the opportunity to bring the listener along with him on his journey before he started. Even though he was never the expert at raising capital, he started the Capital Raiser show. And he learned, he grew, he built awareness, he picked the brains of, he networked, he connected, he became my friend because of that show. I was on it. And additionally, he's been able to really grow his influence in that space of raising capital, where he has followers that trust him. And, well, spoiler alert, he now is able to raise a decent amount of capital. So there's so many ways to win in that space. Other people is, for example, a guy named Joe Fairless from the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. Long title, but with Joe Fairless, the cool thing that he did is he knew that he wanted to grow this apartment syndication. He knew that he wanted to be better at it, and he hadn't yet syndicated a deal. You can look that up if you want to learn more about what syndication is. I would just want to say that with, like, for example, with Joe Fairless, at the time when he launched it, I think he only had two or three single family homes. And where he knew that he wanted to go was raising massive amounts of capital to buy lots of deals. And the last I checked, he owned over $1.5 billion in assets. And that means that he's raised probably around $300 million is my best guess. And it started even before he ever syndicated his own deal. He knew what he wanted. He might not have done it, but he grew his influence in that space so much so that he's been able to close on quite a bit of real estate deals because of that. The fourth thing, the fourth benefit today is monetizing. You want to be able to make money from your show. Well, don't worry. There is actual examples of lots of people that are monetizing their podcast. It actually can happen. I will say with a caveat, and this will probably be in the next episode, the next chapter, is that there are tons of different ways to monetize, but most people that start a podcast never end up monetizing, in part because they don't know how, they're afraid to offer, they don't know if they have a big enough audience yet, and so they don't end up monetizing the way that they wanted to. But we'll share more on this in the very next episode, in the very next chapter. So monetizing, if you want all of these different ways to monetize, please take a moment and look at the podcast, episode number 30. It shares lots of different strategies for monetizing a show. For the purposes of today's episode, what we are trying to share with you is that you absolutely can and should monetize your show. It should be putting money into your pocket, not taking money away from your pocket. The fifth benefit of having a podcast is you can gain instant credibility with people that you're meeting. For example, I met this guy who was several years ago, I was at a real estate conference and I met a man who was a bridge engineer. He and I ended up connecting and we wanted to just grab a drink. I didn't realize that he was a multimillionaire. I just thought he was a cool guy and I knew he had been being a limited partner, passively investing in other people's deals, but I wanted to just connect with him. And it was a lot of fun just grabbing a drink or two at the bar that was right there at the conference. During this conversation, I was able to fairly organically, mention that something that he said was similar to something that someone smart on my podcast said. Basically told Siva, I love that you just said that and I really appreciate it. One of the big passive investors that came on my podcast shared some insight on that exact same thing. And it sounds like you align really well with him. Siva then said, "Ooh, you've got a podcast? I didn't know you had a podcast." It was kind of exciting for me because I'm like, he took the bait, right? I wanted to casually drop it in that I had a show. And it was something that it sparked some interest, which is really cool. So he ended up ask me what the show was called. I got his phone from him and I basically subscribed to my podcast for him. And I will be honest, I quickly gave a 5-star rating as well. While I grabbed that cell phone, I gave myself a 5-star rating. Not a whole written review, but I subscribed, clicked the 5-star, and I handed him his phone. The point is not that I cheated the system by giving the 5-star rating, but that a few months later, Siva called me and mentioned to me that he had listened to, I believe he said 30 or 60 of my episodes. It was a huge number. It was either 30 or 60. And that he wanted to partner with me. He wanted to work with me. And so since then, has invested with my company on more than one occasion. He's our biggest passive investor and he's become a dear friend as well. And that happened because of number 5. I got some instant credibility by just bringing up that I had the podcast. And secondly, over time, because he's an engineer, he wanted to probably listen to either 30 or 60 episodes before he made a decision. That's just how some engineers are. He wants to make sure he's making the right decision, but he spent the time listening to multiple episodes of mine and then determined this is right. I'm going to call him. I'm going to reach out to him. I'm going to let him know that he adds lots of value on this podcast. And he started doing business with us. That can happen to you as well. Number 6 is the collaborations or getting on other people's stages. And what I mean by number 6, collaborations and stages, is that just simply because you have a show, you're seen as a thought leader by other people with platforms, even prior to the date that you actually have any or very many listeners. Other people that are running a show will ask to maybe do a swap where they come on your show and you go on their show. And this can amplify the how fast you can grow your influence with people in your space simply by collaborating or getting on the stages of other influencers and authors of books and people that have podcasts. Now you can, what I call, hack into their network. And if I may share a quick story about that, it is simply the Trojan War. If any of you have heard this story, you've got the town of Troy, which is supposedly impenetrable. You cannot take over the town of Troy, partly because they were on this cliff side with the ocean. It was very challenging to park your boats or to even get up there. And then they've got these giant gates that open up and they can keep them closed. It's so hard to break in. And the Trojans were trying to break in. They were trying to take over. And it was not working. So what they ended up doing is they built this giant horse and put a couple of their men inside the horse. And then they pretended to move their boats off. They get back into their boats and they start sailing off. But in the night, they turned around and came back while those couple of men who ended up becoming inside this town of Troy got out of the horse and simply unlocked the door so that all of the Trojans could then get past the gates in a very sneaky manner. Well, that's kind of what you're doing with these collaborations or these stages. I call it Trojan horse marketing. It allows you to basically hack into the networks, into the followers, into the audience of other influencers, which will propel and amplify your influence in an exponential way by getting on other people's stages and collaborating with other influencers. That was number six. Number seven is you're going to simply get more comfortable in your own skin. You're going to be embarrassed, scared, afraid. Things are going to hold you back from having a show, from launching a show, from wanting to have a show. There are all of these fears that you have. And the only way for you to get over some of these fears is to exercise and put in the reps on that fear muscle, which basically means that over time, as you practice, as you record more interviews, you're going to become more comfortable with yourself. You're going to gain more confidence in your abilities. You're going to start feeling more comfortable with some of these people that used to be untouchable in your mind. They are now becoming your friends. You will gain so much by having a podcast just by getting over some of these fears. It can be incredible. I'm a great example of this because I actually don't tell this to very many people because it's a little embarrassing, but I'll share it with you today. In grade school, I'm dyslexic and hyperactive. So I was diagnosed with ADHD as well. And I was kind of always in La La Land in my own little world. And randomly enough, I was smaller than most of the other kids. Now I'm 6 feet tall, but back then I was a runt. I grew up really, really slowly. And I got made fun of because I was easy to pick on because I was a little bit different and I was a little bit smaller. With the different times that I got made fun of as a kid, it ended up making me feel like I was a little, what's the best term for it? It made me feel like I was a little bit less than, I didn't have all of the confidence. And as I grew up, I was a little closed off and it took me a longer time to open up to people because I remember in kindergarten being made fun of for being a little bit different. I didn't want to let people in automatically. So over time, it became somewhat of a challenge and I was usually fairly shy. Those people today that listen to my podcast would believe that I was never shy in my life because I'm coming and delivering with confidence and clarity, and I'm having some pretty remarkable people in the space being on my show. So I've been able to get a very much more comfortable with myself, practicing, constantly making mistakes, but being okay with them, so much so that I flex that muscle enough times, I put in the reps enough times that my confidence naturally grew simply by putting myself out there over and over and over. It's something that has changed my entire life, something that I'm thrilled and excited and just grateful for. And I know that it would never have happened if I didn't put myself out there. Number eight, that was number eight, developing more as a person. Number nine is becoming closer with a higher caliber of friends. Let me clarify the numbers here. Number one was learn more awareness in your space and pick brains. Number two was network and connect with others in your space, your avatar and other influencers. Number three was growing your own influence automatically and organically. Number four was monetizing a podcast. And remember to listen to episode 30. Number five was getting instant credibility like I did with Siva. Number six was collaborations and getting on stages. Number seven is simply getting more comfortable with yourself. Number eight was developing more as a person. Number nine is an interesting value that you're going to have as you have your podcast. And it is I don't remember who said this right now, but they said that you are the average of the five people that you hang around the most. Basically, what I'm saying is, as you're podcasting, those five people that you hang around the most, the type of the caliber of human being that you spend time with more is generally going to be a higher caliber, a more successful person, somebody who cares a lot about human potential, human growth, overcoming fear, overcoming whatever it is, being a better father, a better mother, more wealthy, giving back to charity more than they used to. Those are going to be the types of people that you're interviewing on your podcast. You're now becoming friends with them, and you are gaining more of those natural traits of reading more books, of growing yourself, of challenging yourself, of putting yourself out there. As you have your podcast, your friends themselves will grow. And it's not just that you are learning and growing and connecting with a higher caliber of person that is going to grow you as a human. It's also that you're connecting with a higher caliber person, a more successful person, so that you can text message them when you need something. For example, one of the people that I thought to be completely untouchable and out of my league, they had done a lot more business in the space that I was in. They came on my podcast once or twice, and I went on their podcast once or twice. And after this relationship was founded, I had this guy's cell phone number, and my team, my company was struggling with an issue with taxes and how we're supposed to do a certain movement in our space. And I knew that this guy did that thing the way that we wanted him to do it. So I spent the time to text message him. It only took a few seconds, but I texted him and I said, "Hey man, we're trying to figure out how to do," the thing was called return of capital versus return on capital. This is a random small thing in the syndication space, but I asked him, "We're trying to figure out how to legally do return of capital. We can't figure it out. How are you doing it?" And what he ended up doing is saying, "Honestly, I don't know, but my accountant, my CPA, does all of this for me. Would you like me to put you in touch with him?" Immediately, we had that connection with the accountant, with the CPA, that could help us legally in our contracts share with our investors that some of the returns might be return of capital. And it was something that not all of our passive investors wanted it. Most of our past investors wanted the cash flow, regardless of if it was return of capital or return on capital. And so we wanted to give it to them, but couldn't figure it out without that connection. And the text message was able to happen quickly and efficiently simply because I was really good friends with this very famous person that had done a lot more real estate transactions than I had, and he connected us with the right person. Number 10 is, just by simply having a podcast, it can be a conversation starter. It can be something where you might use for, like I did with Siva, in, for example, where I gained a little bit of instant credibility. But on top of like instant credibility, there can be a little bit of instant curiosity. So you can mention that you have a podcast. You can talk about one of your guests. You can name drop a certain guest. You can have the ability to say, "Oh yeah, I've got a podcast on the subject," or, "Oh yeah, I did an interview on that," or, "I had this guy on my show that talked a little bit about that." Or there's so many awesome examples. I don't want to dive into it too deeply, because I think you're getting the point that by just simply having a show, it can help you start more conversations, get more curiosity, get more people looking at you and having you drive some conversations and having them call you for advice, which makes you more of an authority, which makes you more of an expert in a certain field. And it can just simply be a conversation starter. So that's number 10. I'm going to share some of these things in the next episode because I know that these are real, tangible pieces of value, benefits that you get just simply by having a podcast. However, in many cases, you need to put in some effort to make sure some of them happen. Like you've got to be the one to name drop, for example, if that's what you're looking for, or talk about an episode. Sometimes you've got to start by advertising or marketing. Sometimes you've got to get that cool person on your podcast so that you can ask them questions. So in the next episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about like how can you make sure that you are setting all of this up for more success. So I'll see you on that episode. Bye for now. This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.